Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour on this Thursday, January 18th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, come join us tonight. Mount Morenci, Oscoda, Alpena, Otsego, Sheboygan, Presque County. Come to the Presque County Republican Party meeting tonight in Rogers City. The Lighthouse Restaurant. Vicky and I are going to be there at 5 o'clock to have dinner. I'm going to be meeting with Cliff Tellini in Onaway at 4:30. We're buying 30 pounds of his ground beef. $130. 30 pounds of one-pound packages. We're getting those in Onaway at 4:30. Then we're going to be at the restaurant. We're going to have dinner at the Lighthouse. The business meeting for the Republican Party starts at 6. We are going to be talking about the plan of 2024. Come hear the plan and share it with your counties. I don't care what the weather's like. I don't care about the snow. I don't care about any of it. Got the winter tires on the vehicle. We are good to go. Do not care about the weather. Do not give me that weak excuse. Don't care. It's winter. Get over it. And if you don't have the right tires, go to Royal Tire and Petoskey and get the right tires so you don't have to worry about the snow. I tell you what, man, these snow ice tires, they go through anything. So come join us. And when we lay this out and you hear the plan, you're going to be excited. Scott, hey, Scott, long time no hear from you, brother. Down in Livingston County, God has his hands on Donald Trump. Scott, God has his hands on everything, brother. The country needed a taste of communism. Just a taste. And do you know what? They don't like the taste. Gretchen Whitmer and her communist agenda, they don't like it. And thank God she's term limited out and going to be replaced in 2026. All we got to do is get through this presidential election, and I'm going right into 26, baby. We are not taking a break in 25. Nope. Not going to do it. So if you're saying, Trucker, you are pushing us to get involved. You're pushing us to be a precinct delegate this year. You're pushing us to join our local county parties. You're pushing us to pay dues. You're pushing us to come to Robert's Rules of Order class February 3rd in St. Ignace. Yeah, I am. And we are not stopping the train. No, the train is going down the tracks, folks. You need to get on board while it's moving slowly, because this thing is going to pick up steam and we are going to be smoking hot fast. And when we absolutely smash through November of 24, we're going right into 26. I have made it my mission in my life that when I die, I'm going to be able to say to my God that I made a difference in my home state of Michigan. I am going to absolutely leave behind a better state than what Whitmer is taking us. I am not going to give up on this battle. I am not going to give up on this fight. We will get rid of the Michigan state income tax. We will get rid of property taxes. We will get rid of the monopoly that DTE and Consumers Energy has over our electric grid. We are not going to be clean, renewable energy by 2040. Everything the Democrats rammed through and Whitmer signed into law can be reversed and will be. We will have great roads. Rubberized, reinforced asphalt and concrete that will last 30 to 40 years and never have to be touched again. MDOT will be shut down and permanently gone. local county road commissions will have their equipment and will be responsible for fixing whatever the heck road it is in their county. I don't care if it's I-75. I don't care if it's a state trunk road. I don't care if it's a community road like a county or a city, township, or village road. They will be fixed in your county. 83 county road commissions will be competing to be the best road commission every year in a contest. We will have cheap car insurance in this state, or get the hell out of the state. If you're not going to give people affordable car insurance, get out. You're not allowed to sell car insurance in our state. Oh, yeah. There's going to be some major, major changes coming to this state, starting with the next governor in 2026. You schools are going to stop this communist progressive agenda. This woke crap is gone. Competing schools will stand up, and the students will be up for grabs. Parents will have a choice, a real choice. Right now, they got a choice between communist woke schools. Well, you're going to have more choices. It's coming. We are also absolutely going to fix the economy once and for all. And we're going to start growing our population. You know that stupid council she put together that didn't come up with any real good ideas to grow our population? I've got it. Oh, you bet. When you lower the cost of electricity, when you fix the roads permanently and forever, stop talking about the stupid roads, you fix the schools, you fix the regulations, you fix the taxes, people will flock to our gorgeous, beautiful state. All the lakes, streams, rivers, golf courses, ski slopes, the beauty, the absolute beauty of this state. Seriously, you want to live, seriously, in Alabama? Really? You want to live in Oklahoma? You want to live in Texas? No. Sorry. I'm not going to sweat to death in the summertime, most 6 months out of the year down in Texas. Sorry. I'm going to beautiful Michigan. The Four Seasons? Absolutely. The white, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, baby. Right now, out the studio window, it's coming down in Antrim County. It's coming to you. And it's not going to stop me from being at the Presque Isle County Republican meeting tonight in Roger City. You know why? Because this state is gorgeous. We got 20% of the world's fresh water. Think about that. One-fifth of all fresh water surrounds and is in the state of Michigan. Fishing. All the things that we do here. Tip-up town, starting tomorrow, Saturday, and the following Saturday. Houghton Lake is frozen like a rock. Yep, guess what? Thank you, God. Tip-up town, USA is going to party, party, party. And you know what? It's going to come to fruition. You know why? Because we're going to be talking about it. We're going to be pushing these candidates to implement these policies to truly fix the state of Michigan. And you know why? Because we're fed up. We're completely fed up with both the Republicans and the Democrats running this state the way they've been doing it for the last 50 years. Actually, 60 now. I got to update my numbers. Folks, do you realize in 1960... Michigan was the ninth richest state in America. In the 1960s, the muscle cars were coming out of Detroit. We were absolutely kicking butt. Detroit was thriving. They had just come off of a national championship in 1957, the year before I was born. Somebody told me it was an 80-yard pass with only seconds to go, and the Lions were national champions. Never been in a Super Bowl. Why? Because the Super Bowl didn't exist back then. Yes, absolutely. Those days are coming back. And you know why? Because people are fed up with us now being 41st in the country versus 9th. We're fed up with the complete mismanagement that we've gone through starting in the 60s under Governor George Rhino Romney. William Milliken, his lieutenant governor. Romney, under Nixon, becomes the Secretary of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and Milliken becomes governor of the state, working with the Democrats in a bipartisan fashion. Well, guess what? We have learned from the Democrats in 2023 what you do when you have the power. When you have the majority in the House and the Senate, and you have the governorship, we now know how to govern in the state of Michigan. Whitmer and her Democrats showed us exactly how to do it. And you can take bipartisanship and shove it. We are never going to operate that way ever again. Elections have consequences, and we're taking it back. We're taking our country back in November, and we're taking our state back in November. How? We are going to get the majority of the House of Representatives in Lansing to be a Republican. And we're going to get a real Republican strong leader. I haven't said this yet on the radio, and this may shock him. But newly elected freshman State Representative Todd Smallenberg should be the Speaker of the House the day he walks in. Matt Hall, are you kidding me? Absolutely not. We're going to take it back. And we're going to take it back with an absolute surge that is going to blow their minds. This tidal wave that's coming, folks, they don't see it. Forget a red wave. This is going to be a tidal wave. A tsunami. Final segment of hour number three. I'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, little housekeeping here on text messages. Phyllis down in Dexter says, Trucker Randy for governor. Well, we'll see what happens in 2026. Depends totally on Mayor Mike Dugan, however the heck you say his name. If he decides to primary challenge Jocelyn Benson, then I won't have to run. If Dugan won't do it, well, we'll see. Only God knows, Phyllis. Tim Tarjeff, Michigan is surrounded by the most valuable resource on earth, fresh water. Amen, brother. Jim down in the Toledo area, he says, I pray you are right. Yes, from my lips to God's ears. Officer Rick, when you mentioned migrants, they're not migrants, they're illegal aliens. Yeah, and Donald Trump has already said that this will be the largest deportation of illegals in the history of our country. When he comes in, Border Patrol, Homeland Security, very simple. If you can't speak English and you're not a citizen, you're out of here. That's what Donald Trump's saying. This is going to be the biggest deportation in the history of the United States. Good. It's long overdue. We're just fed up. They have pushed us so far. This slow drip, 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 drip. Now, all of a sudden, gallon, gallon, gallon that they've been doing to us this past year, you don't realize how much you have ticked us off. You keep dripping on us, and we tolerate it. You know, we're kind of like, what, the frog legs, right? You put them in the pot, and you turn the heat up, and it slowly gets warm and warmer and warmer and warmer. You don't have boiling water and take a live frog and throw them in hot boiling water. No, you just drip on them. Well, that's what they've been doing to us. And you know what? We're fed up with the dripping on us. And the gallons that the Democrats' majority in the House and the Senate and this Governor Whitmer done to us this last year, well, you're going to come to the class and you're going to learn exactly how they did it. class. Text me class. I'll text you the flyer and the link. You need to come February 3rd, folks. We still have two seats paid for a Mackinac County resident. If you can't afford the $49, we have a donor that's covered your tickets. Text me your name, your email address, and what city you're from. I'll put you on the list. For those of you who can afford the $49, spend it. Because I'm going to be teaching the class just like I did in Gaylord as the Speaker of the House, Democrat Joe Tate. And all of you in the class are Republicans, state representatives. Yep, you're going to be treated like a state representative was treated last year in 2023. And you're going to learn how they did it. And you're going to learn the process. And you're going to learn exactly how meetings are supposed to be run. Boards are supposed to be run. Commissions are supposed to be run. School boards. Even if you want to learn how to start up a new organization, I'll teach you how to do it using Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. You're going to learn all of that. Then I'm going to Detroit. I might go to Grand Rapids area and teach it there before I go to Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County. Enough is enough, people. Enough is enough. You've got to get educated. You've got to get informed and to understand the process of your local units of government. Your parties within the county, your city council, if you live in a city, your township, supervisor, treasurer, clerk, trustees, villages, whatever you live, you've got to understand how this happens to us. And we're going to change it. It's okay. We have the tools. You're going to get the tools this election year, and you're going to be prepared. Next week, I have the presidential primary schedule for the statewide election dates. We have the presidential primary on Tuesday, February 27th. The primaries are August 6th, and the Michigan general election will be November 5th. We have early days of voting. Some counties are doing it at one location. This stupid Antrim County I live in, they're doing it at each individual township, city, and village. The local clerks did not want to come together to save money like they did in Sheboygan and Emmett. Why? Because they're idiots. VFW Hall, wherever, American Legion Hall, wherever, at one location, put all your clerks rotating shifts there. You could have saved money like Sheboygan and Emmett, but no, Antrim can't do it. Well, these county commissioners are going to go fed up with these people. Hey, the music's playing. That's it. We're out of gas. We're out of time. Now back to the music. The memories of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Izzy will be running the show tomorrow. God bless you guys.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis.